everyone. I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones. And this is Been There, Done That. You've got the podcast where we ask and you answer.
Now, this week, we asked you for your dating advice and what to avoid the second time around. Could be third time, could be fourth time. As a precursor, I am constantly being asked about the state of my... I love Marianne said that. The state of my dating life.
The state of your dating life.
The state of it.
Yeah, usually by me.
Yeah, well, but out of respect, as I've said for the past year, out of respect for my family, right now, I am not going to be divulging anything personal. I'm very, very sorry. But right now, this is all about you. And to be honest, I don't have that much experience.
Well, I think what we can say is that neither of us have used online dating websites. That is a complete new thing to both of us, isn't it?
They weren't
invented first time round, and I know that you've not done them in the last year or so. Now, we were inundated with everything from don't bother. By about, I don't know how many of you, flipping hundreds of you, yeah. Or get a dog.
All of which I think is very valid advice.
Yeah, absolutely. But a lot of you have dipped your toe into the dating pond and you've come up with all manner of useful and sometimes hilarious advice.
Where do we start?
Well, I like weed out the weirdos. Weed out the weirdos and have a few dates in 1 week if you can. It softens the blow if it's a disaster.
So are we going to online dating? Should we just do the online dating
Let's
first
do
of all?
Online dating, yeah, because there's an awful lot of that. That seems to be the way people now meet other people.
And I think, bear in mind that I have got lots and lots of friends who do this. So I do have an insight into the window of this, and it's eye-opening, but there are good men out there. That's what someone said. Online dating is eye-opening, but good men are out there.
Yeah, someone has said avoid dating apps. You can still meet good men the old-fashioned way. Be prepared for younger men to show a lot of interest in you and go with it. Ooh, Kat, have you... How many younger men are snapping at your heels? Probably quite a lot. It says you're probably not looking for marriage and babies at this stage, so just go with it. That's good advice, I think, don't you?
Do you know what? And actually, that's the advice that I was given, and that's the advice that I am trying to give friends. I mean, it's all very well, isn't it, for me to
give
say
it
that.
This, give it yeah. there.
Not to get any advice from myself, but be open-minded. Stretch your age limits. It's not all bad.
That's not for me.
Yeah. This, I think, is a really good one, though. This, I think, is really, really valid. Don't judge on a photo. Find someone who makes you laugh. Met my husband on POF. Do you know what?
Is it a dating website?
Yeah, it is. I think it might be an American. I don't know.
People are screaming at us now.
I know.
POF. Never heard of it.
And he didn't put a photo up.
Oh, you see, that to me, I wouldn't go anywhere near that.
Be a red flag. Oh, we've got the red flags are hilarious. But he'd seen me. He didn't put a photo up. He'd seen her. And he made her laugh. He was my ninth date and we're now married. I do think from what other people have said, you need to kiss a lot of frogs.
It seems to be the way, doesn't it? Someone else says a lot of people using dating sites are married and use it for entertainment. Lots of catfishing, old photos, dick pics seem to be the norm now, WTF. Yeah, WTF from me too. How can that be the norm?
I'm not
being ageist here.
Yeah, you are.
Particularly later in life.
Why? What's wrong with... Hang on a minute.
Why would you put up a shriveled up dick pic on a...
They don't put it up. They send it privately. I assume. I don't know. I've never had one.
They don't
one.
Put it up on the dating website.
Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look, not? I mean, that would really put me off. But what? And nor would I want to see it privately. I'm sorry. Having a cup of tea and ping. Oh, who's that? Is that Vix asking me what time I'm eating tonight? No, it's some grey pubic hair shriveled up bit of chipolata. I don't think so. What's that going to make me do?
I have no idea because I've never had one, but I sort of thought...
Have you ever had a dip pic? No. Well,
never.
You're not on this thing, are you?
No, but I don't... No, I've never had one. So I think somebody else said that even other men that they've met and have, you know, just been dating that they've met through friends or met in bars, yeah, the dick pic is a thing. I don't know. I've never had one.
I mean, look, I'm stretching it here. I get it if you're like, well, I mean, I don't get it really. I don't get it if you're younger because I think it can get you in all kinds of hot water. But I don't know. It makes me feel sick.
Do you know what we didn't ask? Do you know what we didn't ask, though? Here's the thing. So what we didn't ask is...
Would you put your fanny flaps on?
That's what I was going to ask. Well, not that, but what I was going to say was... So we're obviously talking about from the female perspective.
Yeah.
Is it a thing now that women maybe send pictures of their...
your bits and bobs?
What, or
no,
your boobs?
Probably your...
What?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not...
You well, couldn't get mine into one frame.
What?
I'd have to elongate it. I would take a pic lengthways.
Portrait.
You'd be getting a full length of me down to my ankles. Here you go, get a load of that. Won't be hearing from him again.
I can't imagine. I
can't think, literally can't, anything worse. I can't think of anything worse.
I don't know. I can't imagine that this is... All people do that. I refuse to believe that there aren't a whole load of normal people out there.
Oh God, yeah, there are, but it looks like you've got to, you know, filter through a whole load of dick pics.
Well, this is why,
potentially.
So somebody does say avoid dating apps. You can still meet good men the old-fashioned way. We said that already.
Yeah,
didn't
we've said that.
But I do think friends of friends. I think, you know, if you explore your network.
And we'll come back to that because one woman said she did do that. But sticking to dating sites and dating apps, one listener says dating apps are all the same guys, like the lost bag at the airport baggage claim.
Wheeling
around the carousel, no one claims.
Again, from girlfriends of mine who have, you know, been single a couple of years, it does seem to be the same guys. Again and again and again. And I don't know whether that is A, that they are just still on the shelf, or B, maybe they're just really fussy. Or C, whether they're married.
Yeah.
And they do.
Or D, I like just to think a bit odd.
Well, that's probably B, isn't it? I don't know. But apparently there are more women than men. And so for men, it is like shooting fish in a barrel.
I know. Now, we get some name checked here by our listeners. Elite Singles. I met my second husband there and they clearly matched us well, 7 years strong. That's nice.
I think that's the one you might have to pay for. As somebody did say...
A load of said pay. Oh, make sure you pay.
Yeah. If you're going on a dating site, don't use a free one. You get a better class of bloke if you pay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about a better class of bloke, but I will say that what somebody else did say was that you get less... time wasters.
Yeah, this listener says eHarmony.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah,
sorry.
You pay for a year in advance, so it takes out some of the time wasters. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're serious if you're paying a hefty fee a year ahead.
But good old Tinder, a cliche, but Tinder all the way. Somebody else says, I found my man at 50 on Tinder, a rare find.
And someone else says, Bumble is the app to go for post-marriage breakup. I don't know one from another.
Me neither.
I thought Bumble was a hair product.
No. What?
Bumble and Bumble? Oh, no.
Oh, no,
but, I don't know.
Well, it's also an app. I get confused with the when you go to the... Not the...
Grindr, yeah. Tinder.
What, no, not Grindr. No, Marianne.
But Tinder's a swipey one, isn't it?
Oh, I think maybe. Oh, do you know the one that actually nobody mentioned that I do know friends of mine are on? Hinge. Is it Hinge or Hinge?
Hinge hasn't.
Unhinged. Oh, God,
that's not been mentioned here.
No.
But quite a few of them have, haven't they?
I think if I was going to do it, I might just. Oh, I do know that somebody did say it takes so much of your time. Which.
I bet it does.
You know.
But be open-minded, stretch your age limits. It's not all bad. Now, when she says stretch your age limits, I wonder whether she means down or up.
I think
or both.
Yeah, I think both. I definitely think both.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, and we've got somebody from what you said before. I have recycled plenty of ex-boyfriends from 2 to 3 decades ago.
Mm.
Also all divorced now. Old school uni friends. I think, you know, if anything were to happen between me and Nick and I was on the market again, I think I would have to already know the person. I know that really narrows it down. Or I'd have to meet them in a... I have never met a boyfriend or my husband in like a bar or a that sort of situation. Mm. I've always met them, through work or uni or, you know, like I've known them often as friends.
Okay.
I've never just kind of done a blind date situation or met someone in a club and thought, well, I like the look of him. I'll get his number.
Or a friend of a friend. Well, that's, you know what, even
friend
if...
of a friend's a good shout if, you know, but that can probably run out very quickly, can't it? How many friends do you know that have got, like, you know, fit single men friends?
Why do they have to be fit?
Oh, fancy. Okay, I'd have to fancy them.
Yes.
I couldn't be like this woman and just go for humour, although humour tops everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have to fancy them. Because otherwise you might as well have a mate. I might as well just date my gay best friends because they're all fit.
Of course. Absolutely. Now, what else have we got? Confidence. I love that. This is advice now. Fake it till you make it. First date, no alcohol, no sex, no eating anything messy.
Like a right miserable first date.
No, but I just think...
What does confidence fake it till you make it mean?
Well,
do you know what, Kat? I'm going to draw a line in the sand here. I hate that saying.
Fake it till you make it.
I don't even know what it means.
But I didn't say it. Somebody else said it. Don't shout at me.
Sorry, listener. I don't want to shout at our listeners either. But I do this first date, no alcohol, no sex, no eating anything messy. I mean, I suppose it makes sense, but I think I might want to... I would never have sex on the first date. Never, ever, ever, ever. I could avoid eating messy things because you'd be a bit embarrassed if it all dribbles down you. I'd have to have a drink. I'd have to have some alcohol.
Well,
you'd be a bit nervous. Yeah. What are you going to... Unless, and this is the other big thing that everyone says you should do, have a day date with a coffee and then you can just escape. There's loads of those. Keep the first date short and have an escape plan. Coffee, not dinner.
Yes, very, very good. Keep it short. A walk with a coffee in hand.
I think that's nice. A walk with a coffee in your hand.
Someone says get an intro through friends eliminates the weirdness risk. At least if somebody else vouches for them, you've almost got, you know that they're not going to be catfishing. You know what they say is going to be the truth. You can, you know, if there's anything you think you're not sure about, you've almost got a human CV there that you can go and fact check with.
The only thing is that mate will know every cough and spit about them, won't they?
Good.
And possibly good their baggage and all their exes.
But that's what you need to know.
I suppose you do need
absolutely
to know
what
that,
you need to know.
Yeah.
Go out for fun and laughs. Anything else that develops is a bonus. You see?
Yeah, yeah. I love embrace being single. Why bother? Divorced for 2 years. I'm done with men and I'm the happiest ever. Well, that's fair play.
And that is someone's prerogative, isn't it?
But I suppose it's not dating advice, is it? I love this this listener who says, back in the day, she'd put £5.10 in her bra. Phone call and taxi for a quick getaway. For 10p in the phone.
I love that. A friend of mine has been on a couple of dates recently, and it is eye opening. It is eye opening for sure.
Yeah, I think these next ones though are the corkers. It's when you asked Kat what to avoid, and these are very good.
Well, here we go. Right, who said this? This, I think, may have been aimed at me. Don't take your date home to see all your mantras on the wall. I don't have loads of mantras. I've got one picture.
Yeah, no, but we did do a pod on mantras, didn't we? Right, this one says, any love bombing straight away, run for your life.
You see, what?
I get that. Anyone who's too over the top, and like declaring their love for you and after the first date, sending flowers and bombarding you, but I'd be like,
well, I think it would... Okay, put it this way.
Giving stalker vibes.
Well, having just watched The Morning Show, if John Hamm wanted to love bomb me...
Yeah, John Hamm could love
he
bomb.
He can love bomb me away. Yes, absolutely. George Clooney, love bomb me. Oh, I don't think so. No, that's awful. Yes, please. What are you talking about? Definitely.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. Must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This one's really funny, but if not a bit mean. Avoid over 45s with no baggage. It means there's something wrong with them.
I think it's probably true.
If we're being honest.
It is true.
If you've reached that age and you've got no baggage.
But it's interesting when you say...
Nothing's happened to you.
Well, when you say baggage, describe baggage, because does it mean...
I guess it means an ex or a long-term relationship or you've never lived with someone.
Yeah, but hang on, not all exes are bad. Not all exes are bad. I mean, I don't think I... You know, not all exes are bad. I've got... I have a great ex.
No, but this woman is saying avoid over 45s that have no baggage, so they have no exes.
Oh, okay, so
or
no
anything
ex.
Like that.
They've never been married.
It's a possibly living at home with your mum situ. Aged over 45.
So I've got two. I've just got to tell you this, because this is... And I'm not going to mention any names... Any names?
Will you tell me later?
No, I'll tell you it later. Yeah, of course I will. But no, so somebody I know has been on two dates. And I'm not going to say when. And no, the first one. And it wasn't, these were both recommendations by friends. So it doesn't always follow. So she said, anyway, have a chat. And he said something. Said my wife. He said, excuse me? He said, my wife, your ex-wife. He said, no, my wife. So you're getting divorced doesn't matter. We can be separated. I mean, some people never get divorced. They're separated forever. There's not, you know, it means they're single, separated. And he said, oh, no, but I still live at home. So we've been...
With the wife?
Yes.
Who he's separated from or not separated.
Well, then it
from.
Became sort of separated. But we do our own thing. And so obviously we're there for the kids. She was like, oh, do you know what? Okay, fair enough. There for the kids. How old are the kids? His youngest is 19.
Oh, dear.
She's like, bye.
There might be some situations where you have to, you know, you can't afford to move out or you've sorting your finances
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
that
no.
sounds a bit like no second date required.
Oh, no. I mean, they have... Other homes. No. Oh, so she's done this. No. Mm-hmm. And the second guy does live with his mum.
I mean, 50, I should have said that. Feel bad.
50-something.
Because there's probably a lot of people that have to move back in with their mum after a marriage breakup. But
he's also never been married. Wow. Anyway, but she said he was a nice guy, but clearly...
Not enough baggage.
Yeah. After an hour and 50 minutes, she was around here having a glass of wine. So, yes. Anyway, absolutely.
And then this other listener says the opposite. Avoid men with baggage, psycho exes, kids who are still dependent on them, and golfers.
Oh, I think that's a little bit unfair, the golfers.
The golfers are the one that I'd be like, yep, no golfers.
Yeah, but imagine...
No golfers.
Yeah, but imagine you have all that free time. Or maybe
that would be my stipulation.
Really?
Yeah. No golfers.
I don't think golfing is the worst thing in the world. I mean, don't expect me to join
to
in.
To me, it just says something about a person that makes me judge. And okay. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay, fine. Kids who are still dependent on them. You know what? That's not a problem. Psycho exes. That's
might be a problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that could be tricky, couldn't it?
Yeah.
How about this one? If they're rude to people who are there to help you, like waiting staff, run. Wheel fast.
That's what they said. Run wheel fast, as if you're on wheels.
Yeah, get out of there.
You know what, though, Kat? We've said this before. I and you will judge people on how they are in restaurants with waiters and people who are bringing you the drinks and barmen and women.
Totally.
Because if you can't be civil and polite in that situation, I think it shows you're a bad person.
I think it's... Do you know what? I think it's one of those things, isn't it? There are so many things that you can judge somebody on. And I think everybody has a level of that's acceptable to me, that's not acceptable to me. And it's each to their own.
But yeah, for me,
no, I think that's rudeness, unforgivable.
Well, no, because I'm not a rude person. So
I can't forgive that. No. I can't forgive that. Never talk about sex on a first date. Does that mean talk about you having sex with that person on the first date or talk about sex in general? Both of which I agree with.
I can't really get my head around that one. But yeah, yes. But never do it. There we go. Someone's advice. Do you know what I do think? Here's the thing I will say is all these things are really, really great. But I know sort of, you know, 20 years ago, you know, when you first met and you were thinking about getting married and you had all these, oh, I don't want to say this to offend them. I don't want to say that to offend them. I can imagine the second time round, you are, I'm not going to swear, Maz, but no shit's given. This is me.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
Fair enough.
If you're like it, jog on. Because actually, I'm not going to be somebody that I'm not. This is what you see. If you don't like it, next. If you don't like it, next. That, I don't know. But
this one did make me laugh, Kat. If they mention liking Mrs. Brown's boys or wear Skechers, leave ASAP in capital letters. Are you going to be chilled about that?
Oh, well, no, because Mrs. Brown's boys isn't my favourite. No, it's not my favourite at all. And Skechers, I don't think I've ever met a grown-up wearing Skechers. A grown-up? Or even a grown-up. A grown-up. Would you judge somebody by how they said the word grown-up?
Grown-up.
A grown-up.
Avoid evening dates and parking in the same multi-storey. Because I suppose if it's a disaster and then you have to both walk to the same bit. I don't know. Oh, I don't know what that means.
Evening dates. Yeah, but sometimes it's hard not to go out in the evening, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's if it's a day date and you're having a coffee, it's like, oh, I've got to go now. I've got to go up and pick the kids that I don't have or whatever.
And you know what? Also, if it is a day date and it's going really well, then you can just carry on.
True enough. Into the evening.
You see, how nice would that be?
Yeah, I get that.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
This one made you laugh, Kat. This is about pictures, I'm presuming, that men put up of themselves.
So somebody said, how you avoid looking at the pictures. And this, I love this. So you obviously got, you know, Mrs. Brown's boys, that's what they're going to say. The Tinder photos, and I assume this works for any single dating site that you'd like to insert there. The Tinder photos with cycling gear, tigers, lions, snowboarding.
Lions?
Lions.
Lions? A grown up with a lion?
That's my intonation. It's the power of speech. But my favourite one was avoid any picture of a man holding a fish that he's caught. And you know, he just go, I know exactly what you mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
I would say,
here's me with a large fish.
I would say, because I have seen friends of mine's accounts as they scroll through, and they're normally grappling the phone off, and I'm going, don't touch the phone. Because on all the different apps, you have to press something different. Just merrily going, what do I do with this? You've pressed the wrong button. Oops, sorry about that. So, but it always is. The cycling gear.
Cycling gear, tigers, lions, snowboarding, men holding fish they've caught.
For me, I think,
grr. Is that going grr?
The fish one is bad, but I actually do personally find the cycling gear more. A man standing in lycra. Look, I'd just be like
a mammal.
Oh,
middle-aged man in lycra. It's a cliche as well, isn't it? Someone says check their shoes. Oh, I so agree with this. Mm. Check their shoes. It says a lot about a man. If they're wearing slip-ons, they're definitely dodgy. 100% with you. I am with you.
I mean,
a golfer in a slip-on posing with a fish. Yeah. That does not get my vote.
Okay, fine. With a bike in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Shoes. Yeah, I mean, shoes. I'm more actually, I think mine might be more the coat, you know.
Oh, what sort of coat would you judge?
I like,
we know a gilet. Oh, you like a gilet? You love a gilet.
I do not love a gilet.
I judge a man if he wears a gilet. We all know that. It's been spoken about.
If there were red jeans in a picture.
Oh, yeah, red wouldn't jeans. Be,
well, but that's my personal
salmon
thing.
Salmon pink trousers.
Yeah. Or like mustard cords.
Mustard cords. Mustard a jumbo. Cords. A jumbo
it's just
variety.
Not my bag. It's not my bag. No, the coat thing would be like an anorak. If they weren't in an outdoor situation. Actually, to be fair, do you know what? Any anorak, because any man that put a picture of himself hiking, I just know that personally, that's not going to work.
You're not going to get on.
No, we're not going to get on. He's not, to be fair, he is not going to like me.
Well, fair enough.
It is true, you know.
Avoid wearing a dress that's too sexy. Avoid noisy restaurants. Avoid a monologue. I wouldn't go to a first date in a big sexy dress, would you? But I just think it's up to you, really. Avoid noisy restaurants. Well, yeah, because you're not going to hear what anyone says. Well, avoid a monologue. Fair enough.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Somebody else did say, actually, I'm not sure you put it on here, but someone did say it was a really good thing. Somebody that never asks anything about you.
Oh, totally.
Someone that just talks about themselves.
Totally.
But by that note, I actually think the same applies. So someone that just asks you things about yourself, and if you were to ask them something, they deferred, then I would be,
warning bells either end. But I would say, men that don't ask you questions about you are kind of, I don't know, the more obvious one.
Yeah.
And the more one that, you know, we've all had that in different situations. People who don't ask you about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely not. And then, as an and finally, I don't really know what this means, but I found it intriguing. Don't pull the trigger, be the target. I'm not sure I want to pull the trigger or be a target.
I don't know what that means.
Does that mean kind of keep them, I don't know, make them want to aim for you?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, do you know what, though? I do need to say, and I forgot to say, the other thing that you could do is apply to My Mum, Your Dad.
Oh, God, I love that more than...
It's back on. And the casting people are looking for people.
Well, I think they'll be hard-pressed to find a couple as lovely as Jamie and what was he called?
Roger!
I love that pair. Absolutely love them.
Do you know what?
That's what we want. More of that sort of thing.
Be more Jamie and Roger.
Be more Jamie and Roger.
And they were both really open. They were both really... just honest.
Yeah.
That's a thing, I think. Be honest. And do you know what? If someone takes you for a ride and if you get sidelined, you at least can turn around, hold your head up high and say, well, I did the best I can. They're a knob. Not my problem. Move on.
In fact, I don't think we've read this out, but somebody said anybody who speaks about their ex in a really toxic or disrespectful way, she judges them. And I can see that.
I would think that would depend on the ex, though, to be fair.
Yeah, Mel, fair enough. But I just think, you know, if it's, I don't know. I think she possibly had a point there.
Yeah, she does.
She had a point.
She does, because there are two sides to every story.
Yeah, exactly.
There are definitely two sides to every story.
And on that
note.
Oh, go on.
No,
You said no. I was like, oh, she's found another.
No, I haven't.
You said
Note.
Right, on that note.
On that note.
It's a wrap, folks. Thank you for sharing your dating advice. I actually think it might be less hassle to binge on a box set, Kat.
No, I think it's worth it. Okay. People need people. Some people love being single and some people don't. And I just think if you can find the right person, then you're a very, very lucky person.
I know.
It's
left me feeling all warm inside.
I know. And can we also say that I am actually going to put the link up to apply for My Mum, Your Dad.
You're going
to
go on it.
No, I'll put the link up.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'd definitely watch it if you were in it.
Well, watch this space. Never know. Anyway, now don't forget to follow us on Instagram at GotThePodcast to get involved in shaping the questions and polls. Have a great week and join us on Thursday.
Happy dating. Bye.
Bye-bye.